With us for 20 to 25 minutes, after which there will be a secretary's break. Meeting will then go to a show of hands until 9:05. The last 10 minutes are reserved to those who feel they may drink and haven't had the chance to share. And now to share his experience, strength and hope with us, we have
Jamie. I'm an alcoholic. My name is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
Hey, guys. Man, I don't know if Ryan's here. If you are, man, thank you so much for asking me to speak here. I've been coming to this group for many years now, and I've never had the opportunity, and it's awesome. I was really excited. The text started with, like, what step are you on, and what, how long are you sober? And I was like, you know, next month will be 4 years, and I still have some 9-step left, but I'm living 10, 11, and 12. And then it was like, are you going to legal tonight? And I was like, I think I see where this is going. Like, I'm planning on going. And then, and I was like, are you trying to ask me to speak there? And he was like, you know, I think I am. And then it was like, yes, I am asking you to speak there. And, it was just really exciting. You know, I had this, I was already excited because I'm speaking later at 10 o'clock in case you're not busy. At midnight, so I got doubled down tonight, which is cool. Anyways, you know, I'll just give you a little bit of the history of my life, I guess. I remember as a young kid, I started out sneaking drinks and not even really having to sneak them, but just asking for them at the dinner table. In my family, it wasn't uncommon to just say, can I have some of that or can I have the rest of that? And it was like, absolutely, you know, it was very common. Drink was a common thing in my household. And, we had many catered events with full bars and bartenders. And I would say, can I have what the adults are drinking? And then I would have like a screwdriver and at like 10 years old, I'd be like drinking. And it was awesome. You know, it was an awesome, awesome time to be a kid. And, I remember always feeling uncomfortable, and I remember one thing I want to put out there is I learned very early on how to manipulate. Death has a main, like, it keeps coming up in my life, and at a young age, I lost my sister, and I used that to my advantage. It was like, I'm really sad, you know, I need these shoes, and I'd, like, get them, you know? And I learned how to, like, you know, get what I wanted out of a bad situation. Early on. And that theme carried on through life, even before really